응답하는 운동으로.
So as previously mentioned many times, before you listen, Rinpoche requires that you should give rise to the precious enlightened mind, Bodhicitta. So in this context then what has been mentioned were the main points from the dual ornament of liberation composed by Thakpo Rinpoche, stating that the cause, basic motivation, is the potential of Buddhahood, Tathagata Garbha, that the support for realizing this is precious human body or existence. The condition to achieve it is the guide to goodness, the spiritual friend. The skillful means to do so are his advices, and the result of it will be the body of the perfected Buddha, and finally the activity resulting from this is without concept for the performing the benefit for beings. And this last point, the spontaneous concept-free Buddha activity, has to be explained today. So as has been said in the summarizing verse from the Jewel Ornament of Liberation by Kampopa, the body of the Buddha without concept performs benefit of being. Likewise do the speech and his mind. Perform the benefit for beings without any concept. So these three points, Buddha activity is summarized.
Tatsike de kapso sanje jitne de kandere sana sanje la bechur tang namdo mi yendo tene ko song tok somji
So what, in short, by those four lines of the verse, the original text, is characterized that the activity of Buddha, the Buddha activity, is in body, speech and mind, or the noble body of the Buddha, his noble speech and his noble mind, is totally free from any kind of effort. And effortlessly and without any planning concept, it works for the best of all beings.
Kuna namdo mepar rodun jebetso. Nam tos. Bendur Saye Lavang Zungi. Sharbamare Lavang Zungi. Bendur Saye. Bendur Saye Lavang Zungi. Gothic Zogarva Bendur Saye Lavang Zungi. Song Yang Tome Rodon Zepito. Lying out la yin a vu tambe chu da yin te go tin la yin a vu tambe chu da yin tong ne tong me Rodon de Pizzo Tilly, Charpa, Lotto, Mabayi
Charpi.
Charmbeb Loto Membayi Tene Sanje Ko Namto Me Pandu Dunze Sol Song Namto Mi Yendo Tamchu Tun Sol Tog Namto Besor Mi Yendo Simjinje Dunze Sol Te Tene Susuchivu Namje Hipar Kavatang Pokpar Kavatang Hikikawa Yembese Na
Could it be me? Then it's on the dog me?
The Kanga and Bezo the Nantome, but you
call it.
Take here to taste in Grova. Then it could Namto, my bando don't say certe, Cola, Namto, me, Yendo, Namto, Tang, Bezo, me, Yendo, Robertun, Chatan Jepet, sorte, Pigoni, Tina, then it lie one boo. Lai wangbo jarzin ji zunyi bendro ya sahaja la kharte dene bendro ya sahaja la kharte simji na la pambatan kharvata batan zena dikendo son namto mepar namto tambe chur me yendo simji ji ton zepe chote pe Layu la lai nga wu chi se nga ha chan chen bu chi yu rin do. Tse ten ten ka se wa gu me. Nga ha chan chen bu chi yu. Ti nga yi nga te le tsam tsam kap kap so chu chi dra dra. Du zhe tam che muta pa wu. Sab che tam che do nga rwa wu. Chu tam che tong hin da me pa wu. Nyang yin len de pa ne xia wa wu se. Di ne chu chi dra dra yu re kap kap so. Be chur me pa tsam tsam dra dra yu. The dog of Jimson, the Lanam, the only hinging chat, the number yinging, by my picture becomes on some data. TP, temporary. Bezor, Tang Namdo, maybe, shooting. Tong Namdo, Dang Bezor, making the same gina to tone the petsorte, chatting beating. Namkala, then in Namke, Namke ying, a change at so doing, change at so tela. Char pap go loto member sego sampe nam do yan yo mare bechor yan go go mare rangin ji ji tin te de so sam ji tin char pap te sagi loto tam me to la so pa member se de sim tin la pember jorwa pemba yin do tin san ji ji thog la jan nam do me yin de ji so ya
so ti tan tin ki pe de la ke so chal ji
kare
chal ji ji ba nang ge de So, Ramaji summarized the main points of that chapter briefly in six lines of a verse. way the Buddha body is, a Buddha's body is performing benefit of beings without concept. Second line, it's like the reflection of the mighty of gods, Indra, in the surface, in the lapis lazuli surface of earth. The ground, or you can say of this lapis lazuli ground. The way how the speech of the Buddha too performs the benefit of beings without concept. The way how the speech of the Buddha too performs benefit of being without concept. Then fourth line is like the resounding of genuine Dharma through the drum of God or divine drum. Then fifth line, the way how the mind of Buddha performs benefit of beings without concept. Is the Buddha activity that is like, or tinde, sorry, is like the rain falling from clouds, or like, maybe it just says, it rains from clouds and thus ripens the harvest. So let me explain this. Here say, well, there's this threefold Buddha activity, or Buddha activity can be described as the activity of the body aspect of Buddha, the speech aspect of Buddha, and the mind aspect of Buddha. And in any case, it is without concept and without effort. So how to understand an effortless, concept-free activity? Well, this can be understood by means of examples, and there are 9 classical examples to illustrate what otherwise is kind of inconceivable, that concept-free and effortless activity. So the example for body activity of Buddha is saying that the benefit for beings arises in the same way, effortless and concept-free, as a benefit arises when the reflection of the God of the King of Gods of Desire Realm, by name Indra, when his body reflection arises in the clean surface of the lapis lazuli ground of the earth. So this example has to be explained a little bit more. Ramachandra will do that after. So the point is that this reflection also arises spontaneously and without any effort performs benefit of being. And this example of this for activity through speech of Buddha is the way he teaches Dharma. And it is said that the example here, on top of the palace of Indra, that king of gods in the desire realm, on top of his palace there is supposed to be a big drum. So it's a very huge drum. Ramachandra says he doesn't know exactly the size of it, but it's told to be very huge. And from time to time this drum will just spontaneously start and make some noise. And this noise sounds in the ears of some gods like reminding them to the four basic points of the Buddha's teaching, which are like this. They hear it like saying, this drum says like everything compounded is impermanent. And then it says also everything that is inflicted or is subject to deterioration is suffering. And then it says also whatever is afflicted and the realm of affliction and of complete purification is empty and without the self. And the last point is says only nirvana is peace and happiness. So this noise of the drum reminds the beings, the gods, to who are attached to their sensory pleasure, to the fact of impermanence and so on, and encourage them to practice Dharma. So it's a spontaneous teaching that takes place, and this is the way how Buddha speech should be understood, that without any effort and without any concept or plan, the benefit of beings is manifested. So then thirdly, there is the activity of mind of Buddha performing benefit of beings, and this is compared to the way how rain drops from clouds. So first of all, there is a mass of clouds gathering in the sky, and this gathering of rain clouds takes place without any concept. And there's not a cloud saying, oh, I want to gather with the other one. It's kind of taking place through certain conditions. There's a total set of environmental conditions that make it happen that those rain clouds gather in the sky, and that finally then rain drops from those clouds. And when the rain drops from those clouds, falls on the earth, it kind of unbiasedly is ripening the harvest, and in that way benefiting beings. The mind of the Buddha is said to have the same type of activity, that without any plan, without any concept and effort, it acts for the benefit of all.
Jazin jipet lai wan bo number der we kanzen kanzan de nando yo a me par yo yin de bendo ye sa ye la la wan jazin je zumni kharwata zumni te thong de tene sim ji nam je la ye le te we malam tap de na che we ge wa dro pa la te de la ye de chi gre se yin ya zumni te la nam do yo mare simjin to the pinta go but nam to the better kan ya yomare lavan de zungi dela zungi tan better mine ya simjin pin to gre pin to pe pe tan ya de song gre
ya zungi ni me na ya
zungi dela nam to yomare better yomare ine ya simjin pin to gre
so from those three examples maybe the first two are a little bit difficult to understand without knowing the full context. So starting with that one of the reflection of Indra in the lapis lazuli crowned surface. So under certain conditions there are some beings that see the whole earth as the as being polished lapis lazuli. And the palace of Indra and his body is reflected within that. In fact, the god of the desire realm, the king of gods of desire realm, Indra, he is residing in his palace, sitting on his throne, without any movement, without any activity, his reflection then is seen by various beings. And when those beings see the reflection of his, they admire very much the way how he is, and they spontaneously form a wish in their mind saying, oh, that's the way how I should be. And then by the power of that wish, again, they accumulate merit. And the result of that is that finally, then they give out to be called as a young Janjin Tawa to be
the welcome.
So what they mainly do is then when they see Indra residing there, in, when they see the reflection of him, then they have the wish to become like this, and they admire that very much, and they also encourage to practice virtue, mainly in the way of what is. What are the basic precepts of the when you have the Nyanye practice or the group meditation practice? So vows not to harm other beings, and by the power of that virtue, again, they will be reborn in the God realm. So there is actually a benefit resulting from them, from that seeing that reflection, because it causes them to practice virtue and achieve happiness after. Although the reflection of Indra in the ground doesn't have any concept to benefit the particular being that sees the reflection. It's effortless and concept-free. In the same way, the Buddha activities, said to me.
ทีนี้ลายงาวจิตสมจะซักซอมละลายงาวจิยอบะเรลานัมปาแมปจุบกัปซูทีนี้จุจิตาตาจุจิตองยีตาตงมะเคปจุจิตองยีตาตะดาวยีเรเตลานัมปาแมปดยุงละยิงเกปาแมปจุบกัปซูสังจิจิสีนัปจุตบจิทีนี้จุจิตาตาบะเรจุจิตาตาบะเตละ
ငါဝကျလနမ်တော့ရောမရင်ဘေးချောရင်မဲ့ပါတာတာပါတယ်ပြစ်တေးရင်တော့တင်းနေစံကြေကြေဒုရဇဒုရဇစင်ချင်းဆူဆူလို့တန်တွင်ပဲအဲတင်းနေချွတ်ဆုံးနေရင်နမ်တော့တန်းဘေးချောကိုယုံဒီဆုံးချွတ်စံဒီဆုံးချွတ်စံဒီတော်ကြီးအဲဒီဂျာဇင်ဂျင်းနေတယ်ရရပ်ချစ်လာ So on top of all the gods of the desire realm, the 33 by number then is said to be like the place of Indra, the palace of his who is on the very peak of the Mount Meru. And again on top of this palace there is this divine drum that resounds from time to time, especially when certain gods are completely caught in their detachment or sensory attachment by which they become very careless and they forget the cause of virtue, the cause of their happiness, which is the practice of virtue and of Dharma. So then this drum resounds, and like as it previously has been mentioned, they teaches them or reminds them to the four basic points, facts of existence, and engages and encourages them to practice Dhamma. This drum is completely effortless when he does it, and has no concept in the way that he wants to benefit a particular being with a particular teaching. It's just reminding those, and the same way the speech of the Buddha teaches the Dhamma without any plan, particular plan and effort, but still there is a benefit resulting in the minds of beings.
Tene tanda nga so ngon som tu che pepe le ya na ko nam do me pan ro don ze pepe me long nang ge zung yi dang yin yang san je dang san ju sam ba so che so che nam thar je zung yi de zu ya na yang de ge de sam ba tanda san je che nam thar zo gon do san je Sanji Yonu Kapja Namdar, Sanji Chung Jonga Namdar, the human Jibu Kapso, then Sanji Tambu Zob Kapso Namdo, Zobapu Namdo Zogu Yurina Yang, Mune Loni de Sanji Loni de Temba Kapso, Zuni de la Namdo Bezo Yomar, Musateva Jagger. Ravatin Ravota Loni, Sanji Loni. Then Sonya T Kapso, then Loni Jiki Yorova, Dela Yang Be Tambu. के चोपा पोल नाम दो यो न यं मुने लोनी तीन द के जी के ब चु सुब काब सुब जो यो मारे नाम दो यो मारे इने यं सिंजी मुंबल पिंग तीन ये ते याबो योरे संभालो.
So if we try to adjust the examples for Buddha activity a little bit to nowadays standard, then we could find we could find an example in reflection in mirrors or in the way how like cinema or movie acts on things. So could for example there could be a movie like the ones in production now, the of what is called the small Buddha and the living Buddha,
a little Buddha,
a little Buddha and the living Buddha, those two movies which maybe we have the chance to see very soon. Then, or other movies that show the activities of bodhisattvas and the life stories of bodhisattvas. When we see those movies, then we feel maybe inspired to practice Dharma and to practice virtue and so on, which has a great benefit then. And when we look at what is actually happening, maybe at the time when that movie was made, there were a lot of concepts involved by the one who designed the movie and the ones who were acting in that movie. But when at the time when that movie actually is benefiting others, then it is just displayed automatically, and in that moment there is no concept involved. When this movie is displayed on the screen doesn't have any concept to benefit the particular being that looks at it and feels inspired in a certain at that moment. And this applies as well to the speech of those who are acting in the movie at the time when they did it, and it was recorded. They might have had a lot of concepts with that recording, but when it is heard by others later on in the playback, then there is no concept by the whole machinery that plays back the sound.
Tene yang recorder, tanda recorder la, tene chute se chugo yere. Chu chupa kapso namto yore ini yang jisa rekote chu nyindo pa kapsa rekote tang na ti dra tela namto yore ma ma besur kango yomare namto yomare tini simchin chu dra pa po ke nyina pingu yore te tini song namto me bando don de sorte rekote dala samno tang na yang pingri sambe.
Even like for tape recorders, the same thing is true. At the time when something is recorded, there's a concept involved of the one whose speech who speaks, and then there is recorded on the machine. But later on, when then we listen to those tapes, the technical devices by themselves, they don't have any concept and any effort to make us understand something or to inspire us in a certain way. But nevertheless, maybe a great benefit is arising for those who are interested in Dharma and listen to those tapes.
Tene ngoma nga yorom ni tsa chi san ji ji ko nam do me pan do don je se trili pe ji ji su nyin ta ba song nam do me pan do don je so de radio lo ni ma ro ti ten kor ta ba re se tsa chi la mai ti ma chi ki te ya po ma re e chen de ke chen de ken tro cha ya po ma re te san ji ji ko dan song pe li ya na ya po ma re se ke te e Te jo chorte tanda loni dang tanda tenkor zongi te yapoyimbe zo apoyapoyimbe junsi jepe mare zungi te nang tamila zungi ranga savase pekapsu namdo mebatang tanda radio de recorder te so dra te dra pekapsu namdo mepepe li yapare mato korangi yapoyimbe Pedang, zo sepa po te yapo yen bichani pe yapa mare. Te yapo ama uri. Pe kande si jana.
Korang sana te.
Te yapo mare.
Trukorang,
trukorang. Trukor te yapo mare. Se neng trucha yapo mare. Te sanje je kota song pe li jana yapo mare se saje. Te ne pe kande si jaga do ama uri.
So Rumuji, given those examples previously, a lot like saying that the body. Activity of Buddha is very much like a television show, and also the speech of his could be compared to the sound of radio. Then some person was didn't agree, and he objected, saying, "Well, it's not very good to compare the noble speech of Buddha and the noble body of Buddha with technical devices like television and." Radios, they are designed by scientists and they are not really fit for the noble activity of Buddha. But in fact, the way Rinpoche gave that example and he explains it and uses it, he says now, is not to say that in particular television is good or that the person who designed television is good or the one who makes a certain designs a television show. Or that the one who constructs the radio and is singing in the radio, whatever, is that this is a particular good person? That's not the question at all. The point is here to understand that something takes place and has an effect, a beneficial effect on beings, although when the television actually is functioning, the television itself has no concept. What arises as a form in the television is just form, but is empty of being that person. It is empty of what it is like showing. If the person in the TV, there's just the form of the person that is empty of that person, but nevertheless, the mere image gives a positive imprint, leaves a positive imprint in the mind of beings. And the same applies to the sound. So this is the very point of that example, the effortless way of how it acts and that there's no concept involved through the, in that medium that transfers or that makes, that encourages or inspires us to do certain things. Otherwise it would be to completely misunderstand the example.
Zeichen Tortaban, Zeichen Tonkor Layan, going the pain but Zeichen Tonkor down, going the noipen Tonkor Nisigo Yavarendo. Poetic Kepa Timbo Koshan the Cassandro is long up to Savisaro, Yipchusa, Gindin Chimpika Sondo, going the pain pen on Sad Zender down, young and no to ting in Chonder Nisavare, going the pain pen on Sad Zender de Mortar. Namdro Trilipijin Parche Laso Pateso Koin la Pempa Kanga la Pempe Ngon Sarve Zeyekin Trutabre Kanga la Pempe Yore Penangaso kilometer, Tonta, Mambul, and Nandalon, Tene, Chiso, Chiso Chicksa, Kamasum Jujulichi, Yugundo, De, Penga Yerite, Quinla Pembe, Monsa, Zentor, Zagentor. Then Rao Quinla Pembe, Monsa, Zagentor Tapteni, Tene Pakahaja Mambus over it. Young and never thing each under the young and never Kanga and never thing each under the Etram bomb the major la sopa. Never thing yagaze the sola. Young and never thing each under the. Nisendo. This was a sick over in the war.
So when we talk about the, any kind of machinery or technical device which has been designed by scientists, by engineers or technicians, then one has to distinguish very much what kind of device one talks about. There are those who are actually benefiting everybody, and there are others which are totally evil. And there is a saying by a famous Tibetan scholar and yogi, Gendin Shubho, maybe is a...
Kepa yogi.
Kepa.
Scholar. Kepa Chembu.
It's maybe 50 years ago or whatever when he said that, and he put it into a kind of a proverb and saying there are two. There is what is of a universal benefit and very wondrous, and there are those machinery that it is harmful for everyone. And we can find examples very easy, like the very fact that we can travel by airplane from thousands of miles in a short time. This is something that can benefit a lot of beings, and it's kind of a very wondrous, amazing phenomenon that this is possible. So this is something that is of benefit for everyone. But whereas on the other side, we have like atom bombs and we have all kinds of weapons, and this is obviously a totally harmful machinery.
Going a pimping on that gender tongue. Young and everything each under Sosola, Yavasena, then you go in a pimping on that gender disappear, paint a chamber yet at low cheap pocket, low at the tenant in Hamo. Say, in a pay paint a chamber, Timo Mina, none in the Lord Mina, Caleca Bundy, low by the Tinky Bodova, kind of thing. In a low at the tenant. Ina me na ya bo ha ku.
So we have to make this division. This
ena chenek pe koi na pen pen gomta zender je chenek tila na gabu yo. Chenai to gabu yo.
Between those technical miracles that are benefiting everyone, and those which are this harmful machinery. So if we divide this, then we can see like something like electricity. If it wasn't found and designed by scientists in the very first place, and we couldn't use it now, and we had a lot of problems in the night. We'll not be able to work as much and clearly in the night if there were not the use of electricity. And so this is something Rinpoche says he admires very much, and he likes the examples, and he thinks it's very good and helpful for everyone. And on the other hand, we have, of course, the harmful machinery, and this is something totally different.
Gabu mina maake. Lomba mas kar. Ya ta te ching don da chal. Tiyo. visiting.
Someone able to recite that in English? That, mm. Those six, six lines.
Yeah, yeah. You. Titeranatu Sanjay Tene here, Simbay Sanjay Tene Kudomo Kundinli Hepe, Penitent Sunan Latinde, Jerro Wampo Park Karma Pachudu, Bakotse Tinjin Rodon Jepata, Pene, Jangon Lodu Chuches and Giansi, Nurta Pepe Natu Munamjak.
So today, the teaching about Buddha activity in its concept-free and effortless form has been completed, and it took place in front of the relics of Jangmon Rinpoche, and we should make at this point, by the power of the merit that we accumulated through the listening to this teaching, we should make the wishing prayer that the activity of the 17th Kamapa may also spread in that way, and that the emanation of Jangmo Rinpoche may swiftly reach.
Are there any questions?
So Rinpoche says now he has presented this teaching in a very short form, summarized form, and this is also custom in the way that people who want to study this text, then first of all they have to study it in a summarized, abridged version, and to facilitate that approach, then Rinpoche made also a verse that includes the main points of that.
Then the Tapu Rinpoche Tarjinte, Injikel, Jorjava, Yure, Jaminike Layan, Jordo, Chicks and the Parinzike Layan, and the Jorjusare. Then the Janaka Kelayan, Numan, Jorjavando, the Suyani and the Law and Ayabundo. Kahi Kahiri Mato, Kole Lavoyer.
The Junior Ornament of Liberation by Gampopa has been translated into English language, German, and maybe soon available also in French, and previously already there is a translation has been made in Chinese language, so whatever we is available to us, we should read it carefully again and again. So Rinpoche wishes very much to have the summarizing verses of this Dual Element of Liberation also recited in Chinese language, so he likes the melodies very much.
Polish, Sipin, Jakab Jiri, Jana.
So the summarizing verses of the Dual Ornament of Liberation, which are given for every chapter, Rinpoche plans to have translated in 8 different languages, and he wants to make a little booklet out of that so we can recite those verses. So he mentioned the various languages just now.
Yeah, that's about the one.
Any questions?
Tetong Yuna Trabaiho.
If there are doubts, then ask a question. In case there are no questions, then we can meditate.
Malare peranlo pochong tavarisho lami janso tavarisho sarva manmi tavarisho Nimi Muru Tavarisho, Yomi Ravo Tavarisho, he Rambab Don Joksor Pinga Igoni Tempare. Somebody.
Putum, Marmes, Jumps. How to meditate? It is to rest one's mind or awareness just within its own stream of flow of awareness. And this is described by the great yogi Milarepa, saying, rest like a small child just in your own natural way, without waves, like an ocean, so to rest, clear and luminous like a candle flame, so to rest, without self concern or judgment, like a human corpse, rest unmovable like a mountain. Those five ways describe how to settle one's mind in its own flow of awareness.
Jotso ngayi nani tambo pachong pi tenpen joktsor te pachong lagan la sopan zipun tong kapso Namati Nang Samdan Tongna Yang Datan Deo Samdan Zimba Mepatang Radon Den Zinji Tokpa Mepati Yindu Tene Nama Shana Yang Nama La Gadro Mazawa Ka Magupam Gadro Mazapar Nama La Yemba Zimba Mepar Ramap Tanjoksu Tempare Te Parche In this Saja Champion Joksor, Tang Timbare.
From those five methods, the first that is given by Milarepa to rest like a small child, this is referring to the example of a small child that goes into a temple and just meets all those colorful, fancy things that are arranged there without knowing what they are, what they're good for. There's no way for this child to say, oh, this is that and this is that. And in fact, while watching very clearly what is there, it doesn't have any concept that could link, there's no connection between a name, a sound, and a concept to express what is seen. So that's the way how to rest. It means that although appearances arise very clearly, they are not in any way obstructed. One doesn't try to obstruct them. And this uncontrived and not preoccupied way of how to relate to appearances is very closely related also to Mahamudra meditation, or is very much like a Mahamudra meditation.
Tene nyepa lab tantrava jamsu pi tenpen joktsor te tso tingin zinje kek te singho nyi imbasena di kapsu goepa tantrava gupar tenpare balab te karre ne ngar ndese pa yi maungbala ndesa tata ndesi sampe tene namdo maungbo chi na tingin zin dugu mare This and the Tusom Jen Nam Dog Balab Jem Mayupa, same ranking and
the second example of the ocean that is free of waste is mainly describing how to overcome one of the main obstacles of meditation. Obstacles of meditation could be summarized usually in two types. One is agitation, and the second is dullness. And this example is more emphasizing how to overcome the obstacle of agitation. What does agitation mean? Agitation is when our mind is moved by thoughts that deal with the three times, thinking that, oh, tomorrow I will do this and that, and I did, what did I do, or, and all this kind of concepts and plannings are like waves that stir up the mind. And here the advice is to rest, to settle mind, unmoved by the waves of concepts that deal with events in the three times.
Joktor Somba Marmi Pi Tenpen Joktor Te Tengen Zenji Kek Sengu Nyi Le Sengwa Tang Tarpen Joktor Te Re Sengwa Sechi Te Mek Pasar Po Mai Ba Kya Yungu Yure Tene Rembe Nyi Ko Tene Sarcha Mai Ba Re Tetar Mai Ba Marmi Long Muyo Va Marmi Sala Tama Yendo Dene Rikpa Sarcha Tancha Maipa Singmok Tama Parvar Sim Sardang Tang Kepar Sarcha Ta Kepar Joga Pertemar
Longi Miyuva Sarva
Longi Miyuva Marmi Sarva
Sarva
Sarva Yendo
So the third example then is just dealing with the other obstacle of those two, and that is mental dullness, drowsiness. This obstacle of meditation occurs when mind is not clear. There is no clarity in precision in awareness. And the advice is then to rest like a butterfly light. Like a butterfly light, when the flame is not moved by wind, spreads its clarity and luminosity around and makes everything very clearly to be seen. then the same way one should rest one's mind, settle one's awareness with that force, strength of clarity and precision that makes everything appear very precise and clear.
Tene yepa murupe tenpe jokzor te komje nyamnyong je nyamnyong le hienpa tang dragupe tenpa le. Mui roke nga muru yin samgu mare, muru nga yapu yin samgu mare. Pe te yindo tene gomdiapa kapso nga gomji yin. Ni gom de nyam yung de yapuin. Ni nyam yung de yin le chepard of papa yosana. De na gom jin sana danze in dangrevare, danzere. Ni gom de yapuin sa nyam yung le hin a yang de zibare. Nyam yung le demar yambare. Then thing in the young tapa cheva cake cigarette, tisena. Then na gom jin da nyam yung yapuin sa benzibal and degubare.
The fourth example then is given to counteract one other obstacle of meditation, that is to develop attachment towards one's meditative experience. So at one point one might come to think, actually I'm quite a good meditator. This is a really nice meditation experience, or this was a very good meditation. This kind of thought concept might appear and we might develop some attachment to that idea. And this will obstruct this will be not the sign of a good meditation when one has that attachment. So this will act as an obstacle. And how to overcome that? Without any kind of judgment, in the same way as a human corpse. A corpse doesn't have any idea to say, oh, I'm a corpse. Or saying, oh, I'm a very good corpse. This kind of idea doesn't take place. So, likewise, when we meditate, we shouldn't get stuck with attachment or concept that relates a judgment that relates to our meditation experience.
And the data go nga gomji nga nyamnyo yapuri samba namdo chi te kane gomdo. Te chi pate namdo te kayan togumare, dobyan gogumare, saja chimbilo la namdo ti ngola ta te gomgo.
So how actually we should deal then with those thoughts? When we're sitting there and we think, oh, I'm quite doing well in this meditation. Then we couldn't really stop that thought from arising. Also, on the other hand, would not be able to produce that thought. So in the Mahamudra tradition or the meditation, one should not obstruct or interfere in any way with thoughts. Instead, one should look at the essence of that thought, the very basic nature of that thought that arises.
Ta matapu juzi karresa na nga gomchi nga nyamnyong yakpo yin sampati dokso samnota na o nga gomchi me nga gom nyamnyong de dukya yin samna yang namdo re tiyan penga matoga tiyan penga matapu sa na ka toga yama re tini ranga ngo latta te rama duya go re te saja chibu gomso re
Why you can't stop those thoughts? When this thought happens and we think we are a good meditator, then we don't like that, we see that it's an obstacle, then maybe we try to think the opposite and we try to count, enumerate all our defects and saying, oh, actually I'm not a very good meditator, I'm really doing not well, and I'm the worst of all. And this kind of thought is not able to stop the previous one from taking place. So this is not the right method to deal with it. In fact, the only way is to look at the essence of that thought. Or if you would try to stop that thought from at all, like stop thinking, say, I don't want to think that I'm a good meditator. We could try very hard, but there would be a lot of thoughts arising from that, and that's not the proper way. Milarepa said it at one point, saying that you can't obstruct and stop thoughts from arising, but when you meditate on the essence of the basic nature of thoughts that arise, then you will experience the self-liberation of them. The last example of a mountain is emphasizing the need for being unmovable. So what actually is unmovable, but means unmovable? What would it be that moves us so much? So there could be specific situations that really move us out of place. Either the very bad situations that make us frightened, or there could be even very positive things happening and that would let us leave our place, push us from our place. And the way how to deal with those situations is to be like a mountain. And a mountain obviously is not moved by the wind, and that's the way how our meditation should develop.
Imam Om Dasanjana.